From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House official says President Trump plans to approve the release of a classified memo alleging top U.S. law enforcement officials were biased against him. The official said it would likely be released without being edited out today. Mr. Trump is at odds with both the FBI and the Justice Department over whether to make the memo public. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice tells VOA it's unprecedented.
The way it's supposed to work is this. When a memo is issued to the public, what you're supposed to do is to take it to the organizations that had intelligence in it. So it could be the Bureau, it could be CIA, it could be NSA, it could be DOD, somebody, to make sure that there's nothing in there that could actually be tracked backward, that could actually hurt the United States.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation into Moscow's influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is affected by political bias. Pakistan's defense minister expressing concern about a White House statement saying the U.S. military has been given authority to eliminate militant safe havens in Pakistan. Information came in a memo about President Trump's foreign policy achievements. Marine Corps Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says the U.S. military doesn't contemplate military operations inside of Pakistan. More than 900 miners rescued from a gold mine in South Africa after a severe storm knocked out power, stranded them underground. Power was restored early today, and the miners who were still trapped in the gold mine were safely brought to the surface. Mine Workers Union says the incident raises serious concerns regarding the lack of emergency contingency plans. This is VOA News. A senior UN official is warning that Syria faces its worst humanitarian crisis since 2015. That story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
UN humanitarian advisor Jan Egelin says the last time a UN aid convoy reached a troubled area was November 28th. That delivery, he notes, was only for 7,000 people in a country where hundreds of thousands are being denied food, medicine, and other essential relief. He says this is the worst situation since 2015, when UN aid workers were denied access to millions of starving people.
This is a war where armed men are specializing in suffering of civilian populations.
Egelin is calling on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to pressure their Syrian clients to let humanitarian aid reach the many men, women, and children in desperate need. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. federal judge again blocked the Trump administration from deporting 50 illegal Indonesian Christian immigrants from the U.S. Officials told them in August they had to leave, many of them in the U.S. for 20 years or more. Two Reuters journalists arrested in Myanmar for violating the country's official Secrets Act were denied bail. Stefan Dujarric is spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
We're continuing through our team on the ground to follow the developments in the case of these two journalists extremely closely. The periodic hearings that are taking place. As you know, the Secretary General has expressed his concern at the erosion of the press freedom in Myanmar, and he has called for the international community to do whatever it can to secure the release of the journalists and to ensure press freedom in the country.
The pair were covering the military campaign in Rakhine State to drive out 700,000 Rohingya Muslims. Speaking in Mexico City, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson warning that China is assuming alarming roles in Latin America.
China is now the largest trading partner of Chile, Argentina, Brazil, and Peru. While this trade has brought benefits, the unfair trading practices used by many Chinese have also harmed these countries' manufacturing sectors, generating unemployment and lowering wages for workers. Latin America does not need new imperial powers that seek only to benefit their own people.
Secretary Tillerson also said Russia is aggressively raising its influence in the region, and he urged regional powers to work with the United States instead. He is on a 6-day trip to Latin America. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're also available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.